This segment right now is about single parent women. The show, I'm calling it Women Talk. Being a single parent can be the most difficult But it is difficult because we're trying to raise our children by ourselves. And several different events could have took place that put us in this situation of being a single mother. I don't want to down those single fathers out there because they are also just as struggling as much as we are. But being that single parent is difficult. Granted, in my life, as being a single parent myself, I have one child. I'm lucky that I have the help of my parents despite of their illness that they're going through right now. I mean, it's difficult. But that could be another segment later of taking care of elderly parents, and I can interview someone and probably in the next segment about that, because that is a struggle also that maybe we can touch about one of these days. My daughter, granted, is almost going to be a teenager, so that's another trial that I'm going to eventually face, and most of us do. But how do we handle these things is the question. Facing issues that we are unprepared for most of the time. And every day it's something new to learn, and every day is something new to experience as being that single parent. Trying to find a job to support yourself and your child. Trying really hard to find the right partner if you decide to go back dating, which is sometimes for a single parent difficult, because you want to make sure that person accepts your child as much as they accept you, and they're not going to mistreat your child or cause problems with your child, basically like push them away, abuse them. Definitely finding the right partner, it can be the hardest thing because you've got so many factors to think about. You don't want somebody who pretends to be Mr. Wonderful, which there's a lot of that I have met in my experience, but I've also met some that are not that way, that don't pretend. You know, granted, I'm lucky there was somebody in my life that my daughter took to, and he's absolutely been like kind of like a father to her and a best friend. So my daughter absolutely loves him. Our struggles are real, and this is the thing we need to realize. We have that tendency to put ourselves sometimes in that little cocoon and not want to come out of that cocoon. I've been in that cocoon, so I know what it's like of not wanting to open up to the world or experience things. I mean, granted, sometimes we want a break, and it's difficult being the single parent. You don't always get that break. And sometimes our socializing with other people gets at the same time put off because our focus is so much on our kids, trying to take care of our families, trying to do the things that are best for our kids, basically. Number one, children is like the biggest thing that we think about. When you're a single parent, you want to provide the best things for your child. You want to make sure they're clothed, they're fed, they have shoes, that they don't outgrow their shoes, basically, because you have to buy them new shoes. They have food on the table. They have a roof over their head. These are the things that we think about with our children. We don't want them out in this world with no shelter, no nothing. So, and this segment. So, in this segment, actually, I just had a bad thing happen with my phone, so I do apologize. A little technical issues. But as we were touching about the shelter and everything, I have seen out lately of homeless families living in their cars, which is horrible. Even single families. Every day we have to remember what we're grateful for, but every day we have to remember, yes, this is a trial. Trial and error and struggle. And this is my experience as a single parent. What to act as father and mother when you don't have that other person in your life. And trying to provide that right person to act as father or mother to your child can be very difficult. I know in our next segments, I will be discussing or interviewing other people, which I had talked about earlier with the elderly and that kind of trials of what they go through and experience. I will be sharing so many experiences in the next few segments that I do in episodes, possibly planning on interviewing streamers to gamers who like to play video games, because something I do enjoy doing, enjoy watching. So when I get a chance to do that, I will find a few that will be willing to be interviewed. Anyways, I guess that's all for now. Thank you for listening to my short little brief segment, and you all have a wonderful night.